St. Paul tells us to put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Today, as we begin the season of Advent, it's a period of penance, just like Lent, in which we strip ourselves of earthly desires in preparation, not just for the birth of Christ. You know, we don't prepare for something that's already happened. But more importantly, we prepare ourselves for when we'll come before Christ face to face at his second coming. You know, at that moment, the true state of each one of our souls will be revealed to ourselves and to others. And some people go through their whole life without ever truly looking into themselves and seeing what the state of their soul is. But I think for the majority of people, they're going to be caught unprepared. And if we look at just Catholics within the United States, last year, the percentage that attended Mass every week was 24%. So just on that one criteria, 76% are going to be unprepared. And so I think an essential part for the Advent season in terms of preparing ourselves to meet our Lord is making a good confession. And a lot of people today aren't even sure what the sins are anymore. So I've talked to people and they're like, "That's a sin?" They're like, "Yeah, it's one of the Ten Commandments." So I just wanted to spend some time today in preparation for the sacrament of confession, doing an examination of conscience. And just two remarks before we go into that. First, this isn't the church judging you or condemning anyone to hell. You know, sometimes, especially when I was teaching high school, kids would say, "Oh, he's condemning me to hell." Well, it's important for the church to teach us right from wrong so that we know what the commandments are so that we can attain heaven. And if we have deviated from those commandments, to make a good confession, to be reconciled. So the church doesn't condemn anyone or judge anyone, but the church has the responsibility of teaching us right from wrong for our own benefit. And sometimes when I'm doing an examination of conscience with someone, I'll ask them a question like, "Have you gotten angry?" or something like that. And their response is, "Usually not." Well, if your response is usually not, that means sometimes yes. It's like, "Have you killed someone?" Usually not. You know, 364 days of the year, no. When we're doing an examination of conscience, the purpose isn't to downplay sin or to get around it, but in humility, to take an honest look at ourselves. And if we have violated the laws at all, you know, we should confess that. And so we should always approach an examination of conscience, you know, with that humility, trying to take an honest look at ourselves. And so, did I deny or doubt God's existence? Did I refuse to believe God's revelation or any of the moral teachings given to us through the church? Did I believe in or use horoscopes, fortune-telling, good luck charms, tarot cards, Ouija boards, or reincarnation? Did I deny that I was Catholic or abandon the Catholic faith for a period of time? Have I been part of an anti-Catholic organization? Did I neglect prayer for a long time or fail to pray daily? Have I taken God's name in vain, cursed, or broken a vow? Did I miss Mass on Sunday or a holy day of obligation through my own fault? Am I always reverent in the presence of the Most Blessed Sacrament? Was I inattentive at Mass? Through my own fault, did I arrive at Mass late or leave Mass early? Did I do unnecessary servile work on Sundays? Did I disobey or disrespect my parents or superiors? Did I neglect my duties to my husband, wife, children, or parents? Did I fail to actively take an interest in the religious formation and education of my children and take them to church each weekend? Have I failed to educate myself concerning the teachings of the church? Did I give scandal by what I said or did, especially to the young? Did I contribute to anyone's abandoning of the Catholic faith? Was I impatient, angry, envious, unkind, selfish, proud, revengeful, hateful towards others, or lazy? Did I give bad example, abuse drugs, drink alcohol to excess, or fight? Did I physically injure or kill anyone? Have I had an abortion or advised or supported an abortion? Have I participated in or approved euthanasia? Did I attempt suicide or physically harm myself? Did I willfully entertain impure thoughts and desires? Have I dressed immodestly or provocatively? Have I used impure words or told or listened to impure stories? Did I deliberately look at impure television, internet, pictures, or movies? Did I perform impure acts by myself or with another? Did I marry or advise anyone to marry outside of the church? Did I abuse my marriage rights or was I unfaithful to my marriage vows? Have I committed adultery? Have I practiced artificial birth control or was I or my spouse permanently sterilized? Have I used in vitro fertilization or artificial insemination? Did I steal, cheat, or help another to steal or cheat? Have I made restitution for stolen goods? Have I gambled or speculated and deprived my family of the necessities of life? Did I tell lies? Did I vote in accord with a properly informed conscience, consistent with Catholic teaching, especially regarding the sanctity of marriage and human life issues? Was I uncharitable in thought, word, or deed? Did I gossip or reveal the faults of others? Did I eat meat knowingly on the Fridays during Lent or Ash Wednesdays? Did I fast as required on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, age 18 to 59? Did I fail to confess my sins at least once a year? Did I receive Holy Communion in a state of mortal sin? Did I receive Holy Communion without fasting for 1 hour or more from food and drink, water and medicine being permitted? Did I make a bad confession by deliberately not telling all the mortal sins I had committed? Did I fail to contribute to the support of the church? Have I forgiven those who have hurt or harmed me or my loved ones? Certainly encourage you this Advent season, take advantage of the sacrament of confession so that you are prepared, freed from sin, and prepared to meet our Lord.